I was a little confused by some of what you've done in the ICT. At first, you were an appellate judge with the former Yugoslavia.
And Rwanda. It's the same.
Okay.
It's the same appeal chamber.
Okay.
But what happens is that both tribunals have to select judges to sit on the appeal chamber.
Okay.
So once you are elected, you are assigned either to the appeal chamber or to the trial chamber.
Was it mixed at all?
We were five ICTY judges and two ICTR judges. But the panels were mixed, so we would sit either on ICTY or ICTR cases.
Okay.
During those 2 years and something, I was on 12 final judgments, 7 ICTY and 5 ICTR,
okay.
And hundreds of interlocutory decisions.
Interlocutory decisions. Okay. Let me go back for something I should have asked earlier. Tell me, the Argentine system, which essentially has been the system you've worked in all of your life up to here, tell me the nature of that. I'm sorry I'm ignorant.
Criminal law, it's based to a great extent on the Italian and German law. So there have been reforms in criminal law, and basically it's Italian and German law, which have substituted the French law, mm-hmm. but no common law.
Okay. And in the civil area?
In the civil area, it's also basically the Code Napoleon, and then, yes, again, influence of Italy, Germans.
Okay.
So different.
Yeah. Essentially the civil
code. Civil system.
Yes.
Definitely.
Okay.
No confusion there.
And you were talking with Justice Sutter about the fact that you thought in the common law judges were...
That's what we are told. It's not what I think, because I don't know.
Yeah.
But whenever we wonder why is this done this way here, the answer is that's common law.
Okay.
But that's different explanations of what common law is.
Right. And this here, at least in the trial level at ICTR, it's sort of a mixed system. Mm. Would you agree with that?
Yes, and it depends very much on the presiding judge if it's a mixed more civil or mixed more common.
As always. Since 2005, when you've essentially been assigned to ICTR, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So are you sitting on the appeals panel still? So you've been doing trial judging
mm-hmm.
since 2005, and we're now in 2008. That was the part that confused me a bit. And so here you have been hearing the evidence,
hmm.
and sometimes impatiently, as I gather,
mm-hmm. Yes.
And also making with your colleagues the decision, and then if there's a conviction, doing the sentencing.
Yes, that will happen in December, because the two cases I've been on will deliver the judgments.
Okay.
December.
So you have not yet sat on a case where you've actually decided on conviction or acquittal?
No, that will happen next month.
Okay, so, and it's been almost 3 years, or maybe perhaps more than 3 years.
One case, yes, the other started later.
Okay, all right.
Yes, because the cases here, we don't sit always in the same courtroom nor with the same judges. So it's a sort of a confusing management. I have different colleagues on the two cases, and they have different colleagues as well, each of them.
Okay.
So you either have your colleagues or you have the courtroom. It's difficult to have both.
Mm-hmm.
You need the empty courtroom space, and you need the two colleagues not be sitting with their other colleagues in any of their other cases. So
I'm even a little confused about that. In the interlocutory decisions, I can understand the changing of judges, but in the actual hearing of the trial itself.
Well, the trial itself, of course, the bench is composed of the three judges to the end. But in one case, for example, one of the judges sits with other two judges on one other case, and the other judge sits with other two.
Okay.
So we all of us have different colleagues with which mm-hmm. we sit on different cases.
Okay.
So when Judge A is sitting with Judges B and C, mm-hmm. A cannot sit with D on okay. the other case.
Okay.
And if A and D can sit on the same case, perhaps E cannot because he's sitting with F and J on another case. So it's a mess.
You have to be something of a mathematical expert to figure that out. Okay, I do understand.
It would be simpler if three judges just were one bench and had one, two, or three cases
right.
and one yeah. courtroom assigned either morning or afternoon.
Sure.
Then they could manage the cases, and when one case is stayed because of whatever reason, they could continue with the other.
Mm-hmm.
But the way it has been arranged here, that is not possible because you neither have the courtroom assigned nor your colleagues assigned.
Okay. And if you were designing a future tribunal?
I would definitely do it that way and not the way it has been done.
Okay.
And both the present president and the past president didn't go the same way with their own benches. So they have had a very stable bench. They mm-hmm. always have had the same two colleagues on mm-hmm. their different cases. But the rest of us who haven't been the presidents of the tribunal have had to live with this mix.
Huh. And,
so it's interesting that they haven't decided for themselves the same.
Okay. And would they have the authority if they decided?
Well, they are the ones who assign cases and assign
okay.
judges.
Okay. All right.
So you can ask President Byron tomorrow. About it.
I might. All right.